The next siman, siman Reish Chaf, is entitled Hatavas Chalom Batayni Sov. A very short siman which discusses the situation where a person has bad dreams. The Machaber tells us, Haroech Chalom Benashu Aguma Lo. So you saw, you had a dream, and you feel very uncomfortable, very weary about that which you experienced. So the Mechaber tells us, Yetivenu ba'apit plasa durchmil lei, that you should gather together three people, those people who have compassion on you, or as it's explained, shu'ahavim oso, that they care about you, they love you. And it goes through the language and the ceremony of what one is supposed to say, and in turn, what they say back to you. And this, Mr. Brewer tells us, that when it's v'nasha guma lov, hainu afil ein bo mashma'os l'ra. Even though, if let's say, you remember the dream, and it doesn't really mean anything terrible, but you just, again, have a certain level of discomfort by the dream that you had, then this is the ceremony that one should go through, which one says these things. And when should this be done? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'tov she'etiv b'shachris ki zrizim atim el mitzvah, that as soon as you wake up in the morning, this is when you should gather these people and make this specific ceremony. We're going to discuss whether or not this is readily done. Is it only done on a weekday? So on this, the Machaber then says that Yofa Tanis Levatel Chalom Ra. He says that when it comes to having a bad dream, one way to be able to uproot it so that it will not have an effect is by being engaged in a Tanis and a fast. And on this, the Rama says V'dafka B'Bayom. The only time that such a tainus will have any positive effect on the dream that you had is only bo bayom, if you fast that day. So it's not that you can plan it the night before and have a nice big dinner, so when you wake up the next morning, obviously you didn't realize you're going to have such a bad dream. So nonetheless, if you feel compelled to have a tainus, to fast for a dream, it has to be bo bayom. Says the Ramah b'yafil b'shabbos, that even if on Friday nights you had this dream, so on Shabbos morning in itself, you would have to have fast. The Gemara Brachos, which is not cited over here, says that because you have violated owning Shabbos, then you would have to fast again to make up for the lack of the proper way of celebrating Shabbos. On this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that even though this is a good idea, it's not a good idea if it could possibly compromise one's health. It says, Ubaros menikos ein lahoros lahem lesanos. Based on the words of the Prima Gadim, that if one is pregnant or nursing, certainly would not advise such an individual, such women, to fast if they would have a bad dream. Rak yiftu b'mamo. Rather, one etza is by giving charity, giving some form of tzedakah, and this is a way that also the dream that they had will not have an effect. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, that a fast is not enough. And we know this is not just when it comes to a tainus chalom, when it comes to any fast. He says, Aval davka kishos a tshuva imo. It's not enough just to fast, but you have to also do tshuva at the same time. You have to use that as an opportunity to look within oneself to become a better person. Kian tainus moil kamo karbon l'chait. Because just like when it comes to the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when karbanos were brought for a chet that a person had committed, you don't just bring an animal and then you just go back and sin. Ma karbon enu moil bli tshuva. We know that a karbon has no effect unless you repent together with it. Shneamar, through all the pasuk says, Zerach Rishayim Toeva. That when it comes to a Rasha who, for whatever reason, brings a sacrifice that's considered to be a Toeva, an abomination. So, Avtainis Chalom, so too when it comes to a Tainis Chalom, you don't just fast, but also it has to be accompanied with you. Now, the question is this something in which one should do if, God forbid, on Shabbos morning we wake up after having had a bad dream? Is this something which is recommended among the poskim, certainly in the more recent generation? So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos as follows. He says, when it comes to dreams, and he quotes the Chazon Ish among some of the great authorities, Meitu Ma'od Menasinas Sumas Levelehem, that he really minimizes the thought that one should put upon any bad dream that you had. You shouldn't really be so concerned. He says that certainly this is not something which we find in Achronim that they would say you have to fast for, and certainly if this dream would happen on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And in fact, it's brought down, quoting the words of the Chazon Ish, and I quote, Harbi pa'amim chalamti. He was asked the question, I had a bad dream, what should I do? So the Chazon Ish said, you know, I also had a lot of bad dreams, just like the one you said, Kamo Eila. V'lo samti labels, but I never put much thought into the dreams that I had. V'nachon shetomer b'nashom eis nesias kapayim. When it comes to the duchening, in which there's that section about the bad dreams, so that's something which you could wait until that particular time during the nesias kapayim when it comes to the duchening, and that would be sufficient. So it's not necessary for you to fast. So why is it so not necessary to fast, if in fact we just saw in the halacha that there is a concept of tanis chalom, and an entire sima is dedicated to this in Shulchan Aruch? So he says like this, v'tama davar, the reason for this is brought down by Rishonim, shechalom shura adam, generally speaking, when it comes to a dream that a person saw, ain lo lidog mimenu klal, you don't have to worry about it, ki machamas ha'inu ra chalom ra, probably because of some affliction or terrible thing that has happened to you at some point in your life. So this is an opportunity when you're sleeping to, unfortunately, sometimes to rehash those negative memories. The fact that a person had some sorrow, some very difficult time in their life, and then afterwards they have a bad dream, you shouldn't be concerned of it. And he gives examples. For example, a person has a dream, and the dream is that your teeth fell out, which is probably not such a nice dream to have. So you're all worried. So maybe it doesn't mention that he was a dentist. Maybe that would be a good dream for a dentist. He says that perhaps it's Kev Shenayim. It's because you were having a toothache that day. Oh, Shecholam Shu B'Yom Kippurim Be'es Ne'ila. So, oh my goodness, I had a dream last night that I was standing by Yom Kippur by Ne'ila, so maybe I really need to do tshuva. But maybe it was B'yom HaKarev Yom Kippurim. So during the days close to Yom Kippur, these are things that are natural that one should think about. And for that matter, more of a generic point, im hirhur b'yom v'cholam lo b'layla me'inyan hahirhur. Whatever a person is thinking about during the day, practically speaking, there's a good chance that you're going to be dreaming about that as well. Because whatever a person preoccupies their mind with during the day, when they are sleeping and they're at this state of sleep called REM, when they're having these rapid eye movements, so at that point they may be dreaming about thinking about things that happened during their day, but it doesn't necessarily reflect that something terrible is going to happen to you. And therefore, it's not something to worry about. This is a Bakoshikin, certainly, La'anoshim Hapshutim, when it comes to those simple people, which maybe I could fall into this category, from Ushokim Behevli, Olam Bakoshikin, Osim Oitham Harbi Kodim Hashina. He says a person who is engaged in hevel olam, engaged in so many different things in this world, or if a person eats a lot before they go to sleep, ein bechalomos amitus klal ve'ein behemamish. There's no substance, it means nothing. So perhaps one of the practical ideas of why if a person eats before they go to sleep is because it may be more difficult for your food to digest while you're sleeping, and therefore you're not going to be sleeping as well. And we know that when it comes to dreams, for the little knowledge that we have about dreams, it's not when a person is in a very deep sleep. It's during the time when a person is not on such a deep level of sleep, as mentioned, it's called REM, rapid eye movement. That moment, that's the time when a person dreams. So perhaps it's because you did not properly plan your day, that you ate too close to sleeping, that's the reason why you're having these bad dreams. Not a smart thing to do. However, let's conclude with something positive. The Imra Chalom Tov, this is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, what happens if you have a good dream? So are good dreams also insignificant? So he says, Roy Lezachrov Apel Kotvo. He says, not only is it fit, is it nice and important for one to talk about a good dream, but you should even write it down. Where do we find such an important thing when it comes to a dream? So he brings down in the Zohar Kodesh, quoted in Parshas Miketz, when it came to Yosef, a Yisker Yosef es chalomos asher chalam. It talks about the dreams and that they were remembered. Zohar Osa ki chalom shehu tov. So we learn out from the story of Yosef, who of course was a dreamer himself, Ki cholam shehu tov sarach adam lizkaro so, it's necessary for you to remember them, and he brings that a very interesting reason. Shel yishkach, so it should not be forgotten, ba'oz hu miskayim. That once you put down these good things, these good memories, these good dreams on a piece of paper, you talk about it, then you will have a greater opportunity to actually live out those dreams, because it's something which becomes part of your daily life. Ki kamoshe nishkach mulefnei adam, ki nishkach alav. Because just as if you would forget it, then possibly you'll forget it also, you won't actually do it. And therefore, when it comes to a good dream, it is something which a person should focus on and even possibly write down.